styles convenient.
What is up, America? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and your host on The Bright Side. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and psoriasis and obesity and acne and fibromyalgia and migraine headaches and digestive ailments and autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine that can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may look like it's a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual, the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off of your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about ingredients, if you have questions about formulas, we're here to help you out on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can get to my website, which is brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. On the upper left-hand corner of the page, somebody will get back to you with information about either the Youngevity products, if that's what you like, or if you want to learn more about how you can make some money selling Youngevity products, they can help you do that too. If you want to help join me in my personal mission to help educate the whole world, the planet, my friends, my family, everybody about the power of nutritional supplementation, click on that Join Now link and somebody will get back to you and you can join the team. All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. I want to continue talking about hormones and fat absorption. We'll definitely get to the last of our seven types of acne. I promise that in the next day or so. My favorite type of acne is the last type. Sounds kind of weird, my favorite type of acne, but certainly the most interesting from a therapeutic and from a clinical standpoint is the seventh type of acne, which is related to the adrenal glands and the thyroid and the blood sugar system. Surprise, surprise. And we'll definitely get to that. But first I want to, we've been talking about women's health so much for the last couple of weeks, I thought it would be appropriate to give the guys a little bit of attention and talk about men's health for a bit. So it should come as no surprise to women, and it should come as no surprise to women that love men, that men go through midlife hormone changes just like women do. So a lot of you women out there, if you suspect that your guys are going through a menopause while you're going through menopause, you're probably right. And even though menopause, which is really not called menopause, it's called andropause. Andropause is not as dramatic as the hormone change that occurs with women, although occasionally it might be. Certainly up to 40% of men between the ages of 40 and 79 go through a condition called andropause, which is a drop in male hormones. The female variety of hormone changes is based on a drop in estrogen and progesterone, which are reproductive hormones in large part. Evolution is set up so only the young are supposed to be reproducing. Or you can look at it another way. When you reach a certain age, there's other things that you want to be focusing on. Well, from an evolutionary perspective, that is. Well, andropause in men is a drop in the male hormone testosterone, as well as a drop in the very interesting hormone DHEA. DHEA is really a hormone precursor. It gets turned into a lot of hormones, and It also has its own hormonal properties, very important for the immune system. You can lose a lot of weight if you're trying to lose weight. DHEA is a great way to lose weight. DHEA is also a great skin moisturizer, both topically and internally. You may remember we talk about the adrenal glands as being glands that are responsible for some oil production, sebum production, skin oil production. So when your adrenal glands are kicking in and you're under a lot of stress, you may find that your skin is getting oily. Well, you can actually take advantage of that by using adrenal support as a way to moisturize your skin. And taking DHEA is one of the best ways you can support your adrenal glands. And taking DHEA will also moisturize your skin. That's taken orally, or you can actually use DHEA as a topical moisturizer. And it's not going to moisturize your skin in the traditional way. Most moisturizers, you rub it on your skin and you kind of feel a film on your skin that's usually wax and oil. And we've been conditioned to think that that is moisturization, but it's not really moisturization. It's slickerization or oilization or waxization. It's not moisture. There's no moisture on your skin when you put a moisturizer cream on. But if you use DHEA on top of your skin, you can actually induce the production of your skin's own moisture factors, and topical DHEA is a wonderful ingredient for moisturizing creams. And guess what? You're not going to see it in very many moisturizers, because if you put DHEA on top of your skin, you may actually change your internal DHEA levels, and that could be a good thing or that could be a bad thing. So using DHEA as a supplement can help your adrenal glands. It can help moisturize your skin. It's a neat thing to do if you're going through menopausal or andropausal changes, and you can also use it as a topical moisturizer. Testosterone is the other hormone that drops when men go through their little menopause or andropause. The reason why it's only been the last maybe 10 or 15 or 20 years that we've recognized that men go through hormonal changes is because men don't go through this big-time drop in hormones the way women go through a big-time drop in hormones. The drop with men is very, very gradual. One of the most significant factors, and, you know, a case can be made that it is the most significant factor associated with andropause, is insulin. Once again, our triangle comes to the forefront, and blood sugar and insulin are involved in the drop in testosterone. This is our connection to the three points of wellness. Everything's going to be connected to the three points of wellness. All health issues are going to be connected somehow to the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system. So when insulin gets whacked out, testosterone will get whacked out too. Digestive issues, of course, are important also, because if your digestion's messed up, you're not going to be absorbing raw materials that are involved in male hormone production, like essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, and minerals. And this will all speed up the rate of midlife hormone changes, whether it's andropause or whether it's menopause. And then because the male hormone, testosterone, is produced in the adrenal glands as well as in the reproductive system, adrenal stress, lack of sleep, psychological issues, psychological or emotional issues, or just plain old worrying, it's all going to speed up the appearance of andropausal symptoms, male menopause symptoms. And as far as insulin goes, there's two ways that blood sugar chemistry can bring on the signs of male menopause. First of all, when the body becomes resistant to insulin, this is what happens over time, as insulin is being squirted out from the pancreas and greater amounts over time to handle all the donuts and the cereal and the bread and the fruit juice and the pasta and the potatoes and all the other insulin-spiking foods that the standard American diet includes, the body just stops listening to insulin. That's called insulin resistance. It just doesn't want to hear from insulin anymore. And over time, insulin has to get secreted out in greater and greater quantities just to get the body to listen. And here's where it gets into the whole male hormone connection. Because testosterone and insulin are similar in many respects. They're both growth hormones to the body. When the body becomes insulin resistant, it will also become testosterone resistant. That means when it stops listening to insulin, it's going to stop listening to male hormone also. This is built in, because the body's saying, well, insulin's coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out. I don't want to hear from it anymore, because we don't want to grow. Insulin is a growth hormone, and the body shuts down its responsiveness to insulin because it doesn't want to keep growing. So when insulin resistance occurs, all growth hormones become resistant, or the body becomes resistant to all growth hormones. So it will stop listening to testosterone as well as it stops listening to insulin. A second thing that happens when the body stops listening to insulin is that it will tend to tie up testosterone, lock it up, so it gets stuck in the blood. It actually gets stuck on something called binding protein. So testosterone, insulin resistance will lower testosterone response in two ways. It will make the body stop listening to testosterone, and it will tie up testosterone. Long story short, when your insulin's messed up, so will your male hormones be. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll continue our discussion on male menopause or andropause if you like. Our number is 866-582-9933.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking, in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for being here, folks. Our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're here every day on The Bright Side. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. It's 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our archives at BrightsideBen.com. We're talking about male menopause or manopause or andropause. Today, we've been talking about menopause for the last couple of weeks, so I figured we'd give the guys their fair share, and andropause is a real issue. Some 40% of men, or 30% of men, I should say, between the ages of 40 and 79 will suffer from drops in male hormone. Insulin is one of the biggest culprits. When the body stops listening to insulin, which occurs as we abuse our body's insulin and blood sugar system over time, the body becomes insulin resistant. And when the body becomes insulin resistant, it will also become testosterone resistant. So insulin resistance is in many ways the same thing as male hormone resistance. One of the best things you could do if you're interested in jacking up your male hormones is make your body more sensitive to insulin by eating less insulin-spiking foods. So what do you do? Here's another thing, by the way, I should mention. Testosterone will, over time, if the body's chemistry is thrown off, get turned into estrogen, female hormone. So that's one of the things that happens to bodybuilders when they're abusing male hormones, abusing anabolic steroids, building hormones. Over time, that testosterone will get converted into estrogen. That's one of the ways the body keeps everything into balance. So if your insulin is messed up, if your blood sugar is messed up, if your male hormones are messed up, you're going to end up with more body fat. You're going to end up with more feminizing kinds of features. So now you're not only going to have low testosterone, but now you got to deal with more estrogen. Low T, high E, low testosterone, high estrogen. If you add in the fact that insulin adds more body fat and estrogen is made in body fat, you can see that you're going to get into some big problems secondary to messing up your blood sugar and messing up your insulin. The body fat thing is probably the easiest way to spot a problem with insulin and low testosterone. And the body fat thing starts to happen for most guys in the early 30s. So really, even though andropause is not recognized until, say, the early 50s, maybe the late 40s, it's really starting 15 or 20 years before. So what's a fella to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, I'm giving you here's some ideas. I'm going to give you some ideas of how you take care of these andropausal symptoms. Probably the most significant symptom when it comes to male hormone changes is about male sexuality. However, most of the problems are about libido or sexual drive, not sexual performance. If you watch ESPN, SportsCenter, or baseball, or football, or basketball, or any television shows that are appealing to guys, you're going to see, like, every second or third commercial is about erectile dysfunction. So ED is a real issue. According to a study that I read in the Journal of Urology, ED affects around 2.5% of men over the age of 40. So there's millions of guys who are suffering from this thing. But ED, erectile dysfunction, should be considered a circulatory issue primarily, not a male hormone issue. The drugs that work for ED, like Viagra and Cialis, these are drugs that improve circulation. It's sex drive, it's libido, it's the interest in sex that decreases with andropause, male menopause. Guys just don't feel sexual. And this is really ironic because the opposite thing tends to happen to women as they get older. Women get more sexual as guys get less sexual. So if a guy is not feeling as sexual as he should be, this can wreak havoc in a relationship. And this is secondary, again, to this drop in male hormones, which a lot of times involves changes in blood sugar and insulin. We talked about increases in body fat. That's another major sign. Muscle weakness. Osteoporosis can also occur. There could be some changes in memory, intellectual function, mental function, emotional problems. Some guys get moody or angry or depressed. And andropause can actually be as much an emotional problem or a psychological problem as it is a physical problem. There can be fatigue or sleep issues, accelerated aging, the appearance of wrinkles. Guys can even get hot flashes when they go through this thing. Basically, if you're going through andropause, you just don't feel so good. Even worse, the drop in male hormone levels, testosterone levels, can lead to the appearance of prostate cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease. So what are you going to do? All right. Well, first, if you go to a doctor, you're probably going to get testosterone cream or testosterone gel or even a testosterone injection. These may help, But over time, the body is going to adjust by decreasing the amount of testosterone that it's making even less, or even further decrease it. It's a feedback mechanism. It sees testosterone coming in. It thinks the testosterone levels are high. It's going to drop its own production of testosterone. Then you're going to need more testosterone cream. Your body will make even less. You'll need more. You go into this vicious downward cycle. If you stop the cream and your body has down-regulated its own production, now you're going to have a real problem with low T. So the creams and the gels and the injections that you get from the doctor, they may have a role in treating low T, but I think only maybe a temporary role. They're not a perfect solution. All right. From a nutritional standpoint, however, there is a lot you could do to naturally improve your testosterone levels without directly messing around with your hormones. And even if you're using the cream or the injections or the gel, there's some nutritional moves that you're going to want to make. First of all, as with all health issues, you got to correct digestive issues, especially around this whole topic of fat absorption that we've been talking about. Ox bile, bile salts, lecithin, the B complex, the B vitamins, choline, inositol, niacin, lipase, and digestive enzymes. We've been talking about these things the last couple of weeks, and it's the same thing, the same idea with male menopause. You're going to need essential fatty acids. And all of this is in terms of getting your body to be able to absorb fats and fatty vitamins. Then you got to take care of that whole insulin and blood sugar thing. More protein, essential fatty acids. All meals should begin with protein and essential fatty acids. That's just rule of thumb, folks. Whether you want to lose weight, if you're trying to lower your insulin, if you got diabetes problems, if you've got male hormone problems, whatever, start your meals off with protein powder. Start your meals off with EFAs, essential fatty acids, and lower those quick-burning carbohydrates. As long as you're carrying around saddlebags or a beer belly, testosterone production is going to be compromised. So it's really important to lose that body fat. Working out and building muscle is one of the best ways that you can increase, you can upregulate male hormone production. Just like female hormone is made in body fat, male hormone is made in muscle. One of the best exercises you could do is weightlifting. And I'm not talking about becoming a serious bodybuilder or going to the gym every day. You can just get a pair of 20-pound dumbbells, and you could do two or three reps. If you do them real, real slow, you can build a serious amount of muscle in less than 5 minutes a day. The key is working real slow and using low weights. I'm telling you, if you do a curl with just 10 or 15 pounds, and you do takes one repetition takes 30 seconds up and 30 seconds down, you won't even be able to do two reps, and that's 2 minutes a day. All you need is a couple minutes a day to start building up muscle, and it's one of the most significant things that you could do to upregulate your body's testosterone. One of the most important supplements you could take for all hormone issues, in fact, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say one of the most important supplements you could take, period, is zinc, but especially for hormones and especially for male hormones. There's a lot of reasons why zinc is important for the whole male hormone system. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. We'll take your phone calls too. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for being here, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you've got comments about anything we're talking about today, if you've got success stories, love hearing success stories, give us a shout, 866-582-9933. We're talking about male menopause or andropause. Before we went to break, I was just reinforcing probably what is the most important mineral supplement you could take. I hate to say the most, but certainly one of the most, and that's zinc. You want to be on 50 milligrams of zinc. It's especially important if you are having any kind of hormonal issues, whether it's male hormone issues or female hormone issues or thyroid issues, pretty much for all hormone issues for everybody, really. 50 milligrams of zinc. take it in the picolinate form. That's the best and the most cost-effective form. Zinc picolinate, it costs you about $8 or $9 for a 3-month supply, 50 milligrams a day, the kind that you get at the grocery store or the Walgreens, the cheapo discount stores. Those are usually the gluconate version, zinc gluconate, or the sulfate version. And I haven't had good luck with either of those. In fact, those tend to cause a little bit more stomach distress than they do than they have benefits. So I pretty much stay away from zinc gluconate or zinc sulfate. Look for zinc picolinate. Whenever you're taking zinc, you always want to balance it out with 2 to 4 milligrams of copper for every 50 milligrams of zinc. We talked about DHEA. That can be helpful. When you're taking DHEA, try to stick to low doses of DHEA. It is a hormone, albeit a pre-hormone. It still has hormonal properties, and you don't want to overload your body with DHEA. So starting off with 5 or 10 milligrams a day is a good place to be. Even better, have your DHEA levels checked before you start taking DHEA and while you're taking DHEA, just to make sure that you're not taking too much. There's another mineral called boron, which you don't hear too much about, but bodybuilders love boron. Taking 2 to 3 milligrams of boron may not be a bad idea. And then, of course, the essential fatty acids and your fatty vitamins. Then there's foods that can help stabilize the male hormone system and balance out the female hormone system. And this is important not just for guys, but it's also important for women who are producing too much female hormone. And as you may recall, excess levels of estrogen are associated with fibroids and with cysts and with PMS and, God forbid, with all kinds of cancers. So anti-estrogenic foods may be helpful for both guys who are going through andropause or for women who are having health issues associated with excess estrogen. So there's a supplement called DIM. DIM stands for diindolylmethine. You can just call it DIM or DIM. Another one is called indole-3-carbinol, or I3C. So I3C and DIM are two good supplements. You could get DIM and I3C just by eating a lot of your cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. If I was a woman, I would be doing broccoli every day. I would not let a day go by that I didn't do broccoli or one of the other cruciferous vegetables. Onions and garlic are also anti-estrogenic. They have some really neat compounds called bioflavonoids, specifically something called quercetin, and that can have a stabilizing effect on estrogen. We talked about essential fatty acids, and they are both important, but omega-3s are especially important when it comes to controlling estrogen metabolism. Omega-3s, you probably know that there are 2 essential fatty acids, omega-6s and omega-3s. We probably need both of them in a supplemental fashion, but our need for omega-3s is really great. I don't want to say it's more than omega-6s, but we really got to make sure, we got to focus on getting omega-3s, because they're just not found in a lot of foods. The main sources of omega-3s are seeds like hemp seeds or flax seeds or chia seeds. Fish is also a source of some omega-3s. Making sure that you're getting enough omega-3s is a very important strategy, anti-estrogenic strategy. And even eating nuts and seeds in general, aside from the fact that they have these essential fats, the nuts and seeds, they also have compounds called plant sterols. Not steroids, but sterols. And these sterols can actually help promote testosterone production and promote progesterone production. And progesterone is also anti-estrogenic. So you can get a 1-2 punch in terms of balancing out estrogen by making sure you're eating lots of nuts and seeds. And it's a good idea to mix up raw nuts with nuts that are a little bit roasted, because it turns out that when nuts are roasted, you get a different nutritional profile than you do from raw nuts and raw seeds. Usually when you cook a food or roast a nut, you lose a lot of value. But it turns out that according to the latest literature, when you roast nuts and roast seeds, you may lose certain qualities or certain nutritional properties, but you actually gain other ones. So kind of mix up your nuts and seeds. Do some roasted and some not. Olives and avocados are also really good sources of plant sterols, and also the germs, wheat germs, and the germs from grains. The germ is that little tiny portion in the middle of a grain. Wheat germs are a great source of oils and a great source of anti-estrogenic nutrients. Generally speaking, fruits and greens and herbs and spices will all have a certain anti-estrogenic free radical protecting property. Estrogen, by the way, is a very powerful free radical promoter. Estrogen is really tricky stuff, and it has to be balanced out. And there's lots of mechanisms for balancing out if we're taking care of ourselves, if we're doing what we need to do. Laying off of soy is also something that you want to consider. Soy is very, very estrogenic, and I'd be really careful about doing soy and soy protein if I had problems around male menopause or even estrogenic problems if I was a woman, I'd be really careful about soy. Last but not least, there's a couple of nutrients that bodybuilders are really familiar with. These are nutrients that keep the body from turning testosterone into estrogen. One of the things that happens over time is the body will sort of try to control testosterone levels by turning testosterone into estrogen. This happens especially with guys who are producing a lot of estrogen, not as big a problem when you're going through andropause. But if you're interested, Crycin is one. It's spelled C-H-R-Y-S-I-N. Another one is called Tribulus, and that's spelled T-R-I-B-U-L-I-S. And those are both herbs that help keep testosterone levels high by preventing testosterone from being converted into estrogen. So you guys have a lot of options. If you're going through andropause, if you notice that you're gaining a little weight around the middle where you didn't have it before, if your sexual drive is not where you want it to be, if you're feeling weaker, if you just think that you may be losing some of that vim and vigor as you're reaching your 30s, 40s, or 50s, chances are you're starting to experience some of the signs of so-called low T. And you don't have to feel like you need to go to a doctor. You don't have to feel like you need a prescription cream or prescription gel. There's wonderful nutritional alternatives that you want to try first. And by all means, get yourself some dumbbells and do some weightlifting because it's a great way to boost your testosterone levels. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our number is 866-582-9933. Walt in New York. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Ben. I got just two quick points I want to make, okay?
Yes, sir.
About my knee. I have a torn meniscus tear on the inner side of my knee.
Okay.
Saw the MRI with the doctor that wants to do surgery on the 15th of August. Orthoscopic. He just wants to clear out the little pieces in there. Is there a way I can get around it? My number two question, real quick.
Yeah.
Can raw garlic still be active passing through stomach acid? And also your garlic capsules at your company that you represent distributes, can it pass through the brain barrier to attack HERV-W viruses that cause mental illness? And I'll listen to you.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and I'll answer both those questions. Garlic typically isn't going to cross the blood-brain barrier. But I'll get you both of those cartilage questions about garlic. We do have to take a break, Walt, so stick with us. If you want to listen in, I'll get you when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to get on board, we're talking about andropause and andropausal issues and supplements for andropause, but we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about as far as cartilage goes. Cartilage is really interesting, actually, because cartilage does not have a blood supply. So trying to treat cartilage issues is a little bit tricky, but you can do it quite successfully with some key nutrients. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jenny from Texas called, wants to know about eggs. I've been talking so much about eggs, and raw eggs especially. You know, she asked about them being allergenic and the pros and the cons. So, Jenny, listen, and everybody. Eggs are definitely a wonderful food. They've got all kinds of great stuff in them. They've got amazing protein. In fact, they're a complete protein. They've got minerals. They've got substances that help you metabolize fats and break down fats. It's almost endless, the benefits to eggs. Vitamin D, vitamin K, beta carotene. It's crazy, the wonderful things that are in eggs. However, that being said, you can be allergic to eggs. In fact, the big five food allergies include eggs. So some people have a problem with eggs. They're highly proteinaceous. They are life itself. And this is what the immune system is designed to combat, things like things that are alive, basically. So they will initiate an immune system response in some people. Eggs can be allergenic. Absolutely. This is the case. If you have egg allergies, it's unfortunate. Processed eggs are a big problem. The kind of eggs that come in a box and egg beater kinds of products, those are a problem. Cooking eggs too much is also a problem. The fats in eggs are very unstable. That's why I say you want your eggs raw. Can you get salmonella from raw eggs? Theoretically you can, but the egg itself is protected from salmonella, so it occurs very rarely. Make sure your eggs are fresh. Make sure the eggshell is not cracked at all, and you shouldn't have a problem with salmonella. Salmonella occurs very, very rarely. As long as you're using clean eggs and fresh eggs. Are they a problem? Occasionally they can be a problem. Is it an amazing food? Yes. And if you can take eggs, if you can use eggs, it's just crazy to deprive yourself of that kind of power, that kind of nutritional power. I hope I answered your question there, Jenny, and feel free to call back. If you want some more clarification, our number is 866-582-9933. We're talking to Walt about cartilage. I don't know. Are you there, Walt? Do we still have Walt? Walt, I think Walt might have dropped off. We're talking about...
I'm still here.
Oh, hey, Walt, good. Because I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that garlic thing you were talking about. But as far as cartilage goes, when there's pieces floating around, I don't know necessarily that there's a nutritional answer for the pieces. You can try digestive enzymes, proteases, proteolytic enzymes, because Cartilage is basically protein and protein sugar complexes, so you may want to try high doses of proteases and protein digesting enzymes, the kind that you get from, say, the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity, or you can buy papain, which is a protease, a protein enzyme that comes from papaya. And you may want to try that. I don't know that you'll have a great success with it, but it might be something to try. You can also try anti-inflammatory nutritional supplements, supplements that keep inflammation down. It's not so much the cartilage is a problem, the free-floating cartilage, but what really causes the problem is the inflammation that comes from that. So omega-3 fatty acids are wonderfully anti-inflammatory. I would be taking high doses, 400 international units a day, maybe even 800 international units a day of vitamin E in its mixed form. It's got great, great anti-inflammatory properties. Another really neat supplement for cartilage is hyaluronic acid. And one of these days I'm going to do a whole show on hyaluronic acid because it's got so many wonderful nutritional properties. It's a great nutritional supplement. Get yourself on the Pig Pack from Youngevity for all cartilage problems. It is really, really amazing what that Pig Pack can do. And basically, it's just cartilage. It's funny because you can actually build cartilage by eating cartilage. That's one of the reasons why I'm big on things like bone soup with the bones, with the cartilage, because all those cartilage factors will come out in the soup. So bone soup, get yourself on the Youngevity Pig Pack. You can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. That's how Youngevity really got its name, as being a viable nutritional supplement company, is from this thing called the Pig Pack that Dr. Wallach developed. And basically what it is cartilage, and it's got some amazing, amazing health benefits for knee cartilage or hip cartilage or elbow cartilage, and just for any kind of cartilage. And you know what else? Taking supplements that support cartilage are also great for your skin. They'll keep you from wrinkling. So the Pig Pack is not only good for cartilage and for joint issues, but it's also good for keeping your skin from wrinkling. And it's also a great moisturizer because it'll help your skin make its own moisture factors. That's something else that you might want to try. Silica, liquid silica gel or silica powder is also good for cartilage issues. Let's see. I'm sure I'm missing a few other things, but that's a great place to start. As far as your question about garlic goes, garlic itself is not going to cross the blood-brain barrier wall, but there are some compounds in garlic that may cross the blood-brain barrier, and there's some literature that suggests that people who eat garlic, raw garlic, may have some concentration problems. I know there was a study that was done a long time ago on pilots, and they found that pilots who ate raw garlic had a slower reaction time. So eating raw garlic may be a problem for the brain. In any case, when garlic is contacts the air, certain enzyme systems are activated, and it makes the garlic into a much more powerful nutritional supplement. So if you're going to use garlic as a supplement, raw fresh garlic, that is, cut it, let it be exposed to air, and have the air react to some of those enzymes, and you'll have a more powerful nutritional supplement. I haven't really found great benefit, to be perfectly honest, for people taking enterically coated garlic or garlic capsules. I haven't heard anybody say, well, I took that garlic and my blood pressure dropped and I felt better or whatever. So it's not like it's a bad thing. I'm just not sure about how good it would be. I would try it. I mean, it's certainly worth a try, but it's not a stellar nutritional supplement by any means. Did I answer your question there, Walt, on the garlic?
Thank you very much, Ben.
Okay, good. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. So there's a lot of things that you can take that aren't necessarily bad for you, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're good for you. And I'm afraid to say that I would have to consider garlic to be in that category, although I'm open-minded about it. So if you guys are out, I know there's a lot of garlic lovers out there, and I know there's a lot of commercials, a lot of folks advertising on commercials about garlic, so I don't want to be a naysayer about it. But personally, I just haven't seen great results, and I like focusing on nutritional supplementation first. And all of these other herbal remedies and even dietary remedies, those should be secondary to getting yourself on a baseline nutritional supplement program. That means essential fatty acids. That means all your fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. That means all your minerals. Then you're taking higher doses of the macro minerals, the bigger minerals, the magnesiums and your calciums. And then, let's see, what am I missing here? Making sure you're getting enough protein, half a gram to a gram of protein per pound of body weight, and then flooding your body with the B complex and vitamin C. That's the basics right there. Everything else should be on top of that, but just make sure you're getting the basics. That's why you want to be on a good nutritional supplement program, so you know that you're getting the basics, and then build on top of that. All right, 866-582-9933. Who's next? Steve in Texas, what's up, buddy? Steve?
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Hey, Steve, how's it going, man?
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. How can we help you?
nice to meet you. I went to your website, and I was really impressed with the information. You have a wealth of information there.
Thank you.
The main reason I was calling you is because you're actually talking about men today.
Yes.
And health problems of men is it over the age of 35, between 35 and 45 can get into. Well,
yeah.
I've been following a lot of stuff you've been talking about. I have an omega-3 supplement that I take, which actually has omega-3s, omega-6, and omega-9. I also take a protein shake before I work out and after, because there's a small window, at least a 15 to 30-minute window. So what
That's
I do
right.
is I take half of it with me. But my workout consists mostly of aerobic, and I'm trying to do more of the weightlifting too.
Okay.
No more than an hour for both, and 5 days a week.
That's now, a lot of work. That's a lot. That's two hours, 5 days a week?
No, 1 hour.
Okay, 1 hour, 5 days a week. Okay.
Yeah, I'm squeezing two types of workout. The reason why is I want to get rid of that stomach fat.
Okay.
And I heard you were mentioning a lot of stuff yesterday on your website. I know it's the coconut oil
uh-huh.
you mentioned, but I'm taking a multivitamin that consists of a lot of stuff you're talking about.
I'm going to run out of time here, Steve. Steve, I only have a minute. Tell me, how can I help you?
What would be your best recommendation for fast weight loss and muscle and building muscle?
Okay, real quickly, and I'm sorry to do this to cut you off like that, Steve, but I always run out of time before I can get to answer any questions. All right, first and foremost, to lose that weight around the middle, the most important thing you can do is to have zero tolerance for fast-burning carbohydrates. That's the number one thing to do for that gut around the middle. Zero tolerance for fast-burning carbohydrates. That means anything that your body has to utilize its insulin, the insulin response for. Your job is going to be to resensitize your body to insulin. You want to, if you have a belly fat where you never had belly fat, or saddlebags where you never had saddlebags, that's a sign that your insulin response is starting to become, your body's starting to become desensitized to insulin. So what you need to do is resensitize your body to insulin, and the best way to do that is to eliminate the fast-burning carbohydrates, the breads, the sugars, the pastas, the rices, the potatoes, and replace them with protein as well as essential fatty acids, high doses of EFAs. Make sure you're using that coconut oil, and I wish I had more time, but I just flat out am out of it. So, Steve, send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll be glad to answer your question. Put your phone number on there, and I'll call you back. And that's true for anybody out there listening. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks, folks, for being here. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.